This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. After months of increases, Metro Denver home prices have gone down slightly. New data from S&P Dow Jones show house prices in the area dropped 0.1% between May and June. That follows a national trend of slowing prices in other parts around the country. The drop this summer does little to counter Denver Metro home prices overall. They're up about 19% this year. Employees with the Office of the Colorado State Public Defender are forming a union. CPR's Paolo Gialcita has more.
Organizers say they need a union because of overwhelming workloads and low wages for essential staff. Matt Hagen, an investigator for the Public Defender's Office in Jefferson County, says he's joining the Defenders Union of Colorado because he fears clients aren't getting the representation they deserve.
There are likely hundreds of people who are just like I was 6 months ago, a year ago, drowning and trying to figure out how they're going to create time out of nothing.
The State Public Defender's Office employs about 1,000 people across 22 different offices. Organizers say they've received support from 450 workers. I'm Paolo Shasta, CPR News.
A state lawmaker has pleaded guilty to impaired driving. Representative Matt Gray was sentenced to 24 hours of community service and 1 year of probation. Employees at his children's school called police earlier this year when Gray arrived to pick up his children, smelling of alcohol and stumbling. Gray is a Democrat representing Broomfield and parts of Boulder County. He has decided not to seek re-election. Colorado Springs, mostly sunny and highs near 90 this afternoon. In Denver, 94 and about the same tomorrow. Staying sunny through the weekend. Mountain highs in the 70s today and tomorrow. Grand Junction close to 100 degrees. This is CPR News and KRCC.